Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhashachi Bhattacharji. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that action will be further intensified against corrupt people after 4th of June. Addressing a public rally at Dumka Airport ground in Jharkhand, Mr. Modi alleged that JMM and Congress had looted Jharkhand and amassed money round the clock during their tenure. He said huge amount of cash has been recovered during raids of corrupt ministers, MPs and officers of Jharkhand. He said that before 2014, people of country were fed up with misrule of Congress. He alleged that JMM, Congress, RJD and Indian Alliance have become biggest model of corruption and appeasement. Mr. Modi said he has resolved to free country from these vices. He accused the JMM-led ruling alliance in Jharkhand of patronizing infiltrators in the state and ignoring the interests of tribal people. In Uttar Pradesh, campaigning has intensified for the last and final phase of Lok Sabha elections. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh and senior BJP leader Yogi Adityanath today campaigned for filmster and BJP nominee from Gorakhpur, Ravi Kishan. Addressing a rally in Kampia Ganj area, Mr. Yogi said that BJP government has done a lot for the poor and downtrodden, and after the formation of Modi government third time at the center, people above the age of 70 years will be given separate Ayushman cards for 5 lakh rupees cashless health treatment free. He will address another rally in Mirzapur today. On the other hand, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav today came down heavily on BJP in a rally in Kushinagar district. He alleged that BJP wants to change the constitution. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has said that the outgoing 17th Lok Sabha will be known for its landmark legislations, including passing of Women's Reservation Bill, abolition of Triple Talak and Bhartiya Nyaya Sanhita Bills. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani News in New Delhi today, Mr. Birla recalled his five-year tenure, saying these legislations will take the nation forward and bring positive changes. He also said that the discussions and debates during the 17th Lok Sabha will work as a roadmap for building Viksit Bharat by 2047. In Mizoram, at least 12 people died this morning due to a landslide at Hillman, which is about 4 kilometers from Aizawl. Rescue operations are in full swing. Cyclone Rimal has triggered heavy rain and strong winds since last night. Incessant rain has caused havoc and paralyzed life in Mizoram. In many places, roads have been cut due to landslide and falling of trees. The capital Aizawl city looks deserted, with shops are being closed and public transportation off the road. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Laldu Homai has announced 15 crore rupees for disaster relief fund. The government has announced closure of all government offices and schools across the state. Cyclone Rimal has triggered heavy rain and wind in Assam, and several districts are on high alert. Red alert has been issued for Chirang, Gualpara, Baksa, Dima Hasao, Kachar, Hailakandi, Karimganj districts, while orange alert has been issued for Dhubri, South Salmara, Bangaigaon, Bojali, Tamulpur, Borpeta, Nalbari, Morigaon, Nogaon, Hojai and West Karbi Anglong districts. Incessant rain and strong wind disrupted the power supply in most of the affected districts, including Guwahati, since late last evening. Several district administrations have closed schools for today as precautionary measures, and Northeast Frontier Railway has also cancelled several trains. 6 persons have died in Cyclone Rimal-related incidents in West Bengal. Rain and gusty winds have stopped in 224 Parganas districts, Kolkata and adjoining districts. Due to the effect of Rimal, a large section is underwater in the coastal areas of South and North 24 Pargana districts. The National Investigation Agency has arrested 5 individuals in a major operation against an organized human trafficking and cyber fraud syndicate. The joint operation with state police forces spanned 6 states and union territories, leading to searches at 15 locations yesterday. India has announced an immediate relief assistance of $1 million to support relief, rehabilitation and reconstruction efforts to Papua New Guinea in the wake of devastating landslide. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.